Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. This is Jude Albright, wishing you happy holidays. I thank you for joining me for Love Your Addiction. And I'm sure that you're aware that everything on this planet has a life, is energetic, has a vibration. And that means that addictions have a life of their own too. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see and hear and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. So I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to show you ways to recover from the belief that there's something wrong with you, that addiction or codependency has been bad. And I'm wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your own wrongness? Well, isn't it time to change that? What about your rightness? When you love something, like an addiction, and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept addictions and you give them love, you're better able to see what they've been trying to show you about you. And with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. It's holiday time right now, so today we are going to be looking at All I Want for Christmas Is Me. Are you tired of taking care of others, putting their needs first, covering for them, making sure they're okay, trying to keep them out of trouble? And I'm not talking about your young children or even your elder parents, but rather your spouse, your partner, your lover, your neighbor. What if you could create your life by design, not default? Caretaking or codependency is a learned way of life that can be unlearned. Anything learned can be unlearned. Today we're going to be discussing ways to break free from your addiction of codependency or caretaking, which often accelerates during the holidays because the codependent or the caretaker often likes to appear to be perfect. So what if you looked at your challenges as opportunities for soul growth? Please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the bottom of your listening page, or call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights or your questions. 516-453-9181. We're all in this together, and I'm sure each of you desires peace and joy and love and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's get each other there. Let's get rid of our control issues, the depressions, the hatred, angers, despair, and lack, all of which contribute to addictions and codependency. I'm not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. I consider myself simply a messenger of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. I can be reached at beingrecovered.net, BEINGRECOVERED.net. My judealbright.com is currently under construction, but you can join me in your conversation on facebook.com/loveyouraddiction. Today's show is not to be about guilt or shame. If you recognize yourself in some of the things that I'm going to say, please, please do not focus on guilt or shame, because many of you already know those empowered feelings too well. Rather, today's show is about awareness without judgment. Only when you educate yourself about something can you then change it if you choose. And change can often be pretty scary. I know that to be true because it was totally upsetting when I learned I was raised to be a codependent. No, my mom did not wake up one morning and say to herself, "I'm going to teach Jude how to be a codependent or a caretaker." But rather, she showed me how to be a caretaker or a codependent by her actions. And that was the era then. She was acting out what she had learned, that women needed to take care of their men, their sons, the house, the shopping, the everything, and look good while they're doing it. I don't blame her. Today, I thank her for showing and teaching me who I was not, so I could be who I am today. And that is a lover and an allower who doesn't need to fix anyone but me. So please know that when I'm talking about codependent behaviors, I'm talking about learned behaviors. And I'm going to say this again. I mentioned this in the introduction. Anything learned can be unlearned. So I'm going to ask you a question before we really delve into the topic of All I Want for Christmas Is Me. I'm wondering, if you can't sit quietly in your room at home without any noise and just be there with yourself, what are you afraid of? I'm going to say that again, and I'm going to ask you to ask yourself that question. If you can't sit quietly in your room without any noise, without the TV, and just be there with yourself, what are you afraid of? And I'm also going to ask you, if you can't come home and just be without needing a drink to relax, needing the TV on, talking on your smartphone, checking your emails, or any other busy project that you get into, what is that showing you about you? Well, my guess is that it is showing you that there is something that you really don't want to look at about yourself. And that's really the true definition of somebody who is a caretaker or a codependent. That person doesn't want to look at his or her feelings. It is so much easier to concentrate on somebody else. Now, I'm talking about relationship patterns that we have inherited from our parents and our caretakers. And I want to distinguish between nurturing and caretaking. Nurturing is a very healthy awareness that each of us has within us. Many of us nurture our pets. When we have babies, there is nothing more delightful than holding that baby, looking in that baby's eyes, and wanting to just love and take care of that baby. That is nurturing. That is something that we want to do, that we enjoy doing, that we feel good when we do it. The feelings that one gets really are the indicators of whether somebody is nurturing or whether they're caretaking. Caretaking feels like a duty. Oh, I have to do this. I have to take care of him. I have to do this. I have to clean the house. I have to make it look good. I have to go to my parents' house on Christmas. I have to have a Christmas tree. It has to have so many lights. Those are all caretaking beliefs, and they're draining because everything I'm talking about involves energy. Nurturing energy is light, and it's joyful, and it feels good. Caretaking energy is heavy. It feels like it's something that has to be done. There is a false enjoyment. There isn't a true joy. There's a false enjoyment that if I do this, I'm going to look good, and then people are going to admire me. Coco Chanel has a beautiful quote that really is appropriate about what we're talking about. And she says, "How many cares one loses when one decides not to be something but to be someone." When you lose worries about somebody else and you decide you are just going to be you and you embrace you, that's nurturing. That's self-nurturing. That's self-love. I'd like to use the example of looking at nature, because it is instinctive in nature to nurture. And I'm asking you, isn't it interesting how nature simply receives, it allows? There's no asking, begging, pleading. The trees, the flowers, the animals instinctively know what to do. They know how to act, and they trust that they're going to be provided for. None of these aspects of nature ever attempt to change each other, and they simply respect the process of change and of growth. But we, when we assume the roles of caretaker or codependent, we begin putting the other before ourselves. We put the other, whoever the other is, and usually the other is a significant other, a spouse, a lover, a neighbor, maybe even a teenage son or daughter. I'm not talking about having babies and oftentimes having to put their needs ahead of ours. And I think a perfect example is, have you ever considered how very difficult it would be to drive your car from the back seat, even if you were directly behind the driver's seat? It would be very, very hard to reach your arms to that steering wheel from the back seat. And that's really what we do when we caretake. We put the other person's needs in front of ourselves. So, if you really want you for Christmas, you need to understand how you are not being you, how you are not respecting you, how you are not putting yourself first by some of the things that I wish to share. For example, number one, the codependent or the caretaker always finds his or her value from the approval of somebody else. It's never a self-approval. Their value comes from others' approval of their behaviors or their feelings. The codependent's self-esteem tends to depend on other people's perceptions of them. And when somebody looks solely to the outside for validation, he or she relinquishes a huge degree of control over his or her own life and well-being. Now, characteristically, codependents and caretakers, although this is not absolutely universal, grew up in households where there was a lot of dysfunction, maybe alcoholism, maybe abuse. And oftentimes, they were the oldest child, and they felt the need to be the referee or the rescuer, tried to hold relationships together, and even tried to hide their family problems and protect them from the way the outside world might see them. So if you are suspecting that codependency might be one of your traits, you might want to just take a step and actually look at what's going on in your life, especially in this holiday season, because this is when codependents get crazy. Because when you look good to the outside world and you look like you can handle it and you're just creating the perfect holiday for everybody, that gives you a false sense of how almighty you are. Number two, codependents are very, very frequently preoccupied with other people's problems. So let's say there is a family member who always acts out and disrupts the holiday celebration, whatever that may be, whether that it's a holiday outing or a family dinner where a lot of relatives are present. And typically, this person has acted out for a long time during the holidays. Well, the codependent or the caretaker often tries to control the situation either directly or very subtly, sometimes with threats, sometimes with manipulation, sometimes by making the person who acts out feel guilty or by giving them advice. It is somewhat of a passive-aggressive defense system where the codependent or the caretaker wants to be in control of people and situations because deep down within, he or she feels so out of control. And it's not about control. It's really about personal power. And when you truly love yourself and respect yourself and nurture yourself and take time for yourself, you don't need to want to control anybody else. You are like the flowers and the trees and the animals, and you allow other people to be who they need and want to be, even if they're assholes, even if they cause problems. And you might even make the choice of not wanting to be around them during the holidays. Yeah, your family's going to get very pissed off at you if you change all of a sudden and decide you are not going to participate in the craziness that goes on at a family celebration. And I'm not saying that that's an easy decision to make. It can be a very difficult one. But if you are really recognizing your own codependency or caretaking or needing to control by choosing to not show up in a given situation over the holidays where you might tend to take over, I guarantee you it is going to bring you peace and comfort. Now, guilt and shame might show up because usually they go hand in hand. And remember, this is a relationship issue that is a learned behavior. So if guilt and shame show up, just recognize it. That's your clue that you are really taking a stand and making a change for you. Okay. Number three, codependents often feel terrible about themselves when they make mistakes because the codependent or the caretaker looks outside of themselves for validation. So it's very, very common to feel really horrible when they make a mistake, especially if they're with people who may judge them for making mistakes. So that's another indicator. And I will tell you this, even though many of you really will not want to hear this, but the codependent or the caretaker, it's an energy that is given off, and codependents and caretakers tend to attract very narcissistic people because the codependent is a pleaser and a fixer, and the narcissist is a controller and a taker and oftentimes an addict, although codependency is an addiction too. And because of their dysfunctional compatibility, let's say, they attract each other, and their relationship becomes very unhealthy. And I'm talking about your relationship with your family. And a lot of you are saying, but I need to be loyal. I need to be loyal to my family. Well, you know, from my point of view, loyalty cuts off awareness. Loyalty is like blind faith. It's actually you choosing to cut off a part of you completely from your life. When you make loyalty the most important thing in your life, you really only leave yourself with one choice, and that is to defend whatever is going on in that holiday situation, no matter how crazy it is. And you close down your awareness. My intention in doing this specific show is to help you open up your awareness, not to judge yourself, not to judge others who you've identified as codependents, but to realize that you have a choice to change. And that choice can bring you to, all I want for Christmas is me. And the way you do that is by embracing you, all of you. Does that sound easy? To some of you, it may. To most of you, probably not. But it begins with one step at a time. Are you going to change automatically overnight? Probably not. But you have the awareness now that if you want you for Christmas, it's up to you to give yourself you. Nobody, no one is going to do it for you. So as we come to close, I ask you once more, what if being addicted and codependent is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle? We are energetic beings, and with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. Could you now take this opportunity to be grateful for who you are and make a decision to create joy for yourself during this holiday season, whatever that means? Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and in your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. Be thankful for you and all you do for this planet and this holiday. Thank yourself for making the world a better place with you in it. And I send to all of you much love and a blessed and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Stay beautiful. See you next year.